All right, as promised, we're joined right now by a senior writer for The Athletic, also a studio analyst for the Big Ten Network. Nicole Auerbach is my guest. Nicole, nice to have you back. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you. So last week you had a piece for The Athletic about the possible expansion of the college football playoff, and there is a new update today, but let me start with last week's piece first. When did you first start hearing rumblings that important figures in college football were interested in talking about expanding the playoff?
Yeah, well, you know, it came a little bit as a surprise to me. I had done a story during the midseason of college football season, and I talked to all five Power Five commissioners about scheduling and strength of schedule. So it was mostly about the 8 versus 9 conference game debate. You know, the three leagues that have missed the playoff multiple times have 9-game conference schedules, and the two, the ACC and the SEC, play 8. So, you know, I had been talking to people and was told, you know, that was kind of like a, you know, a point of contention and a focal point for a lot of people within the sport. And then, so, you know, I just kind of kept my ear to the ground after that. And, you know, it came into play, you know, it almost came really into play, you know, with Georgia getting consideration for that fourth spot, would have left out 3 power conferences, the 3 that, you know, have been frustrated and have missed the field multiple times. So I really thought that it was going to have to take kind of like an Armageddon situation with Alabama, Georgia, and Notre Dame all making the field for this kind of the ball to get rolling. But, you know, I come to find out, I make some calls after the final selection Sunday, and, you know, you see the field and you see the New York Six Bowl, that people were already having these conversations and were frustrated, and that they felt, you know, 5 years of seeing the 4 teams selected into the field and the full 25 rankings, that they learned enough to, you know, notice some troubling trends. And kind of it went from there, that there were, you know, a number of influential people, primarily in the Big Ten and the Big 12, who are frustrated with this system and kind of ready to start, you know, getting a public debate going about kind of informal conversations that they've already been having, trying to push, you know, to get to the point where they can have formal conversations and even start looking at potential, you know, formats for expansion. So, you know, the ball is rolling, but it did start rolling a little bit earlier than I was anticipating.
You know, one of the arguments has been that a team like UCF has gone undefeated for 2 years in a row and never even gotten close to being considered for the playoff. How much of this expansion, this would-be expansion, be about UCF? And then maybe how much of this is about the Big Ten missing out 2 straight years?
I mean, a lot is about the Big Ten. And it's not even just that it's been out of it for 2 years. It's that its conference champion hasn't gotten in the last 3, because the Big Ten really did think it had a shot to get 2 in a couple years ago when Ohio State got in and Penn State, the champion, did not. That even rubbed the wrong way, because, you know, this was an important, you know, factor in the compromises that created the 4-team playoff. And Jim Delaney was one of the commissioners that really wanted a conference champion to mean something and reflect a certain value that would ensure, you know, access points to this field. So that's been a big part of it, is the lack of consistency or value for conference champions for these power conferences, as well as the strength of schedule that I mentioned. And then, you know, what I think UCF comes into play here, because I know that people don't think that people like Barry Alvarez going to bat for UCF is all that genuine. I think it is, because it's changed the way that people view the formats that they would want to expand to. You know, I think there's a reason that Barry Alvarez is telling me that he supports an 18 format that has an at-large or a designated spot for a group of 5 champion. And the same conversation I had with Bubba Cunningham, UNC's athletic director, yesterday was, you know, he was talking about his background. You know, he has been an athletic director in conferences like UCF is in right now that have trouble accessing, you know, the actual playoffs, like, you know, the big, you know, the on-field way to determine a national champion. And so I think that is genuine. I think there's genuine support. I think that what people have seen UCF do for the last 2 years convinced them, reminded them of Boise State, but also convinced them that maybe when you're looking at expansion ideas, you should look at one that involves an at-large or a designated spot for a group of 5 champion, because a team like UCF, even if they're going to be the 8 seed every year, you know, you're giving them a point, an access point to the playoff, to determining a national championship. And so I think that people have seen what they've done and that they've still been so far removed from having that access. So I think it's changed the way that people view these 18 models that people are starting to talk about.
Nicole Auerbach joining us. She's a senior writer for The Athletic and a studio analyst for the Big Ten Network. So, Nicole, what about the SEC? The college football playoff has worked out pretty well for the SEC. What is your sense as to how that conference feels about expanding?
Yeah, this SEC doesn't have the same appetite that the other conferences do, and you know, it makes total sense. They've had no problem getting a team in every year. They're the first league that got two in the same season. This year, Georgia, a non-champion, you know, was right on the doorstep of getting into the field again. So they have not struggled with it. And I think that you're going to see a lot of talk about, you know, their conference championship game. It is at a different echelon than all the other power conferences. It's so valuable to them. One of the best games of the year, the attendance, the fan interest, everything is there. So they don't like models that would possibly get rid of conference champions. I think, you know, I've talked to a number of athletic directors who feel very strongly about that point. But basically the SEC approach is, you know, it's not broke. We don't need to fix it. And it's not broken for them. You know, if they were left out one year that they thought they had a shot and they should be in it, maybe they would change their tune. But basically it's the other leagues that, you know, are having trouble getting that access and respect on an annual basis that are the ones pushing for this, and it makes total sense. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, how the SEC, you know, Greg Sankey, their commissioner, athletic directors over these next few weeks and months kind of, you know, defend, the, you know, why they believe in the status quo, why they like four, and then also push back against some of these models that would affect conference championship games. And there's other ways to do it where you include conference championship games before a round of quarterfinals or something like that. And then there's conversations to be had about player safety and all this. We're so far from that at this point that I think, you know, they're going to have colleagues in other conferences trying to convince them, hey, let's at least have conversations, look at models that could possibly work, and basically just sit down at the table. So it's going to be interesting to see how the SEC responds to that from a lot of their, you know, their colleagues across the country.
All right, so one more thought. In terms of the models that are being discussed, the one that comes up the most often seems to be an eight-team model. If there's eight teams, what would that field look like, and where would those games be played?
So there are so many different ways you can do this, but I'll kind of focus on the one that Chuck Nynas, the former Big 12 commissioner, likes, Barry Alvarez likes it as well, and then Bubba Cunningham, UNC's athletic director as well. You know, it's an 18 model that has five spots, so each of the Power Five conference champions has a designated spot. They like a group of five champion spot, and then two at-larges. And then you see Brian Kelly, Notre Dame's coach, he said he likes, you know, the five Power Five spots and three at-large spots. Whatever, you know, they're kind of variations of the same deal here, which is that, you know, you're rewarding champions, which was, again, very important to these commissioners when they created this thing. But you're also allowing for the best of the rest to make the field. So, you know, there's response to, you know, the SEC defending the status quo by saying, hey, the SEC is probably going to get two teams in most years, maybe three, if you have two at-large spots, or at least two at-large spots. So there could be some support for that. Again, it's going to come down to, really, I think, the SEC conference championship game and things of that nature, you know, when you get to the point of potentially having to compromise and give up valuable things. No, that's a really valuable thing to the SEC. But I think there's ways to do it. You can do quarterfinals on campus, which I think would be awesome and well-attended, and really create for an insane day of college football that I think would be similar to the first couple days of March Madness if you had, you know, all of these quarterfinals on the same day or three on the same day, one the night before, however you wanted to do it. I think that would be pretty cool. So, you know, that's a model that people are talking about. One thing I will just say is, even if it's not that specific model for an 18 playoff, a lot of people who thought that maybe six would be a compromise are really now in that eight-team format camp. I think that they're seeing that that's a better way to get more parties served. So you're definitely seeing more chatter about eight versus six and about, like, other types of formats you could do that would maybe be, you know, easier to swallow. I think everyone's kind of, you know, abandoning six and saying, you know, eight can serve more parties, and so we're looking at that more seriously now.
Got it. One last thought. I'd really want your opinion on this, if you don't mind. On a completely different note, as somebody who reported extensively on DJ Durkin and Maryland football, what was your reaction to the report that he was spending time with the Alabama staff?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I sent it to a couple of parents of current Maryland players who responded with some language that I'm not going to repeat, because it really surprised me, because I understand that Nick Saban, you know, has brought a lot of coaches that kind of needed to reboot or, you know, kind of, you know, get rid of their past and start over under his watch. But this just doesn't seem to be that it's needed or necessary or that it would serve any function for Nick Saban as well. And it's one thing to bring someone like Lane Kiffin, who's, you know, maybe a little immature and, you know, has had, you know, kind of some missteps in the public eye and mostly, you know, lost jobs because they weren't winning enough, and rehabbing his type of image versus someone who, you know, oversaw a program of emotional and physical abuse and a player died during his tenure. I think that's a totally different scenario. And, you know, you don't have to rehab that person's career and you certainly don't have to do it now.
All of that, and I don't know what Nick Saban gets out of that. That made no sense to me whatsoever. A senior writer for The Athletic, a studio analyst for the Big Ten Network, Nicole Auerbach, my guest. Nicole, great to have you back. Appreciate you. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks for having me.
Well done.